KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A clean audit and a reliable supply of water and electricity. That's what Msunduzi's new manager, Simon Mdebele, says are top priorities for his office. He stepped into the role on Friday, replacing Lulamile Mapoloba, who left last year. Mdebele previously served as municipal manager at Governor Mbeki local municipality. He says his team will be working on securing a clean audit from the Auditor General.
What management has done before I assumed the responsibility, they've tried to attend to all the red flags that the Office of the Auditor General highlighted in the last financial year audit, because the municipal qualified audit opinion. So we are at 60% done with those issues, but those that led to the qualified audit opinion have been done and dusted.
Last week, ratepayers asked the new manager to tackle the city's problems. Mdebele said that he will.
We need to ensure that we continue to provide the basic services to the community of Msunduzi in the form of water, electricity, and road infrastructure, and so on and so forth.
International relations has raised concern over a deal between the US and Eswatini that would see our landlocked neighbor taken dangerous deportees from America. Durko says Eswatini has confirmed the recent arrival of a group of criminals in the kingdom. Spokesperson Crispin Mpiri says, according to U.S. Homeland Security, the group includes serious offenders of various nationalities. He says American and Eswatini officials are working with the UN's Agency for Migration to send deported inmates to their home countries. But Piri says it's unlikely those countries will take them back.
Whilst respecting the sovereign decision of the government of Eswatini, the government of the Republic of South Africa is deeply concerned about the profile of these individuals and the potential adverse impact on South Africa's national security and immigration policy, given the geographical proximity between the two sisterly countries.
In international news, today marks 80 years since the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, killing more than 200,000 people. Japan's held a peace memorial ceremony, which it says is to remind the world of the horrors of nuclear war. A silent prayer was held just after 1 this morning, the exact time the bomb, nicknamed Little Boy, was dropped on the city in 1945. In his speech, Hiroshima's mayor warned of a growing push towards military buildup, citing Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the escalating conflict in the Middle East. He says the world is ignoring the hard lessons of history. And Sean Diddy Combs is reportedly seeking a pardon from President Donald Trump. The music mogul is facing up to 20 years in prison after he was found guilty last month on prostitution-related charges. One of his lawyers has told CNN that they've reached out to Trump. The president, though, has indicated he's unlikely to grant the pardon. Trump's admitted he got along with the 55-year-old in the past, but claims the star was hostile when he ran for office. Durban's reaching a high of 20 degrees, Richards Bay 22, Maritzburg 16. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.